Show. This is Joyce Riley. Dave on Kleiss will not be joining us this week, but we thank you for being here, and we thank you for caring and searching outside the box of television news. Well, there's been a situation that has occurred in the Don Welch homestead, and I need to let you all know that it appears that the sheriff will be coming to her home today somewhere around 9 a.m. Because of this change in our plans, I'm going to be bringing on at 10 after Jim Percy. Jim is going to bring us up to date with the scenario there at Don's home. We hope to be on the air when the law enforcement people approach her home. Now, Jim is going to tell you what the sheriff has said they are going to do when he comes on after this break. It's kind of like, because we have this breaking situation, we have a change in our scheduled plans, but I need you to be aware that if you are in the state of Missouri and you are close to where Don is, we would very much appreciate if you can go there and if you can be a part of this by getting a camera that you can record the event with. In other words, still and movie camera. Don Welch lives in Hillsboro, Missouri. This is about 4 hours, at least from the power hour. And her address is number 3 Ed Marr Terrace. Number 3 Ed Marr, E-D-M-A-R, Terrace. Those of you who want to Google that and find out where she lives and are close to that area and can be there around 9 a.m. Central Time, it would certainly be appreciated. Now, we've enlisted the help of Representative Jim Guest in this situation as of last night, so we will be finding out where we stand with Jim Percy, who, as you all know, in his time zone, it's dark 30 there. He got up, and I talked to him a little while ago, around 6:30 my time, 4:30 his time. So he is up and on guard to be there for Don Welch on the phone. Now, we're going to have him on the phone. Hopefully, we will have Don on the phone also as they approach her home. So this kind of changes the scheduling of the Power Hour today, but I think it's important that we address this, and it's important that we be there for her. So I'll let Jim give us the update on that information. Well, I thank you very much for joining us in the Power Hour today. We've got a situation brewing in Hillsboro, Missouri. And I do hope that you are, if you're in that area, you're able to be there at the home when and if the sheriff arrives there. Now, we don't know if it's going to happen today. We have been told that it probably will. So I've asked Jim Percy to join us this morning, as he is already on guard such an early hour in California. But I thank him very much for joining us today. And, Jim, thank you very much. And we need to get a sit rep, if you will, a situation report on what's going on with Don Welch.
Good morning, Joyce. Yeah,
morning.
Yesterday I got a call from Dawn, and apparently the sheriff's department in Hillsboro came out and talked to one of the neighbors. Didn't leave any messages on their door, but told the neighbor that they were going to be there at about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and they were going to evict or arrest anyone on the property.
Okay, we've got a really lot of background noise here. Is there any way you can get on a regular phone?
You've got a lot of background noise right now?
Yeah, yeah. Can you get on a regular phone?
Uh-huh, hold on.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Better?
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Don't ever do that to us again. Okay, go ahead.
It was misconnected. Anyway, so the sheriff showed up at the neighbors, and the sheriff's told the neighbors, or asked the neighbors if anyone was living there, and the neighbor said, sure, and said, well, you might not want to be around here tomorrow because we're going to come in.
Oh, you're breaking up. Jim, you're breaking up so badly right now.
And I don't understand why. This is a brand-new phone. Everything's
Okay, I don't know what's happening here. Can you, okay, John, call him back on his cell phone because we've got to have contact with him. So call him back on his cell phone for right now, and then we'll try to figure out what's going on if you don't mind. This is really important that we have good connection with Jim because he's going to be the mediator between all of this as to what is happening with Dawn the state of Missouri. Jim, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, let's try this now. The situation with her has changed. We're talking about Dawn Welch in the state of Missouri, Hillsborough, Missouri, because of a visit from the sheriff yesterday. Start there.
Okay, like I was telling you, the sheriff came out to the neighbor's house and said that they were going to be back this morning about 9 o'clock and that they were going to arrest anyone on the property and they were going to move everything out of the house. And then the sheriff got in the car and left.
Okay, so he said that the neighbors might not want to be around at 9 a.m. Central Time today then.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay, now, after we talked, Marie reminded me we needed to get in touch with Jim Guest's office, and I give her all the credit for contacting Representative Jim Guest and Louise, who has just been a tremendous assistant to him and also to the people of the state. But we contacted him, and she immediately wanted the paperwork. So the paperwork was then sent to Jim Guest's office. Now, what was that paperwork, and why is that important, Jim?
Well, the paperwork that we sent over was the documentation that we had sent to the bank challenging their equity position on the property and their lending practices. It was also documents that we had submitted to the courts and documents that we had submitted to the sheriff. It was just really a paper trail leading up to yesterday when we got this threat from the sheriff's department. They were going to come out and forcibly evict and arrest anyone on the property.
Now, let's explain what an equity position means or why the very fact that she has a document, and now I am told, I have not seen it myself, but I am told that she has a document that says that her home, her loan, is paid off in full. Is that correct?
That's correct. This is what the banks do. We talk about this often on the Power Hour. You and I, we go and we get a home loan from Bank A, and Bank A sells the paper to Bank B, and Bank B forgets to put themselves as legal lien holder on title to the paper. They pay off Bank A, and then they start sending you a bill every month, and you pay it, thinking that they have an equity interest in your property. In reality, they don't.
Okay, equity interest means?
Means that they have made some investment in your property. The bank may have made an investment in the property, but they didn't record it legally and lawfully. And there was a judge named Christopher Boyko in Ohio who had 14 cases brought before his court with Deutsche Bank where the bank assumed that they owned or had an equity interest in these properties that they were attempting to foreclose on. And Christopher Boyko showed them that they had not, that simply transferring the documents from one bank to another and the obligations from one bank to another does not satisfy lawfully putting themselves as a legal lien holder or legally having an equity position in the property. And this is what happened with Dawn. And in late September last year, after we filed all of these questions regarding her loan, Wachovia Bank suddenly sent Dawn a document showing that they had just put themselves as legal lien holder on title to her property. This was on September the 29th of last year. Some 20 days later, after having only been in legal lien holder's position on her title for less than 30 days, they took her to court to sue her for foreclosure. This is when I got involved with Dawn.
Okay.
And we challenged the jurisdiction of the court. And with the affidavit denial of corporation existence, including all of the letters and documents that she had sent to the bank prior to this.
So we've got the originating bank loan, then we have the subsequent bank loan.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Marcy Kaptur, U.S. Representative Marcy Kaptur from the state of Ohio, actually warned people and told them that if there is not an equity position from that mortgage company on your loan, don't leave your house because they cannot take legal action against you. Now, that's what U.S. Representative Marcy Kaptur said in warning her people in the state of Ohio. Now, this appears to be the same situation. And if you're just joining us, our guest right now, which is unusual that we have a guest in the first hour, but this is Jim Percy, who is author of the book, Am I the Only Person Who Thinks This Way, as well as the Freedom Package. Now, he's joining us today because he's been working with Don Welch, who has been threatened with foreclosure for a long time. They now say they're going to appear there sometime around 9 a.m. Central Time. And I find it interesting that they don't just say we're going to be there tomorrow. They give a time. So we're looking at 9 a.m. Central Time. Now, we're going to come back, and I'm going to bring Jim Percy back with us and talk about this. What are the options? What might happen as a result of what is taking place here today? We're going to be right back with this four-minute break of the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Jim Percy and Joyce Riley. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to take it. If it's illegal, then it needs to be exposed. And that's what Jim Percy is doing. He is here today joining us to talk about the situation with Don Welch. Now, if those of you who are just joining us, Jim, as you know, is the author of Am I the Only American Who Thinks This Way? It's a book which simply says, wait a minute, how are they getting away with all this stuff? And am I the only one that's objecting to this? Well, he joins us because Don Welch has been threatened with the sheriff's visit today. Jim, let me ask you what you think might take place today. What could help us walk through what might happen today?
Well, I really don't know, Joyce, but if the sheriff does show up, we have people that are going to be out there with cameras and recording devices, and we're just going to, it's just kind of a wait and see. We have sent another letter to the sheriff's department via the front door of her house, saying to the effect of to the sheriff and his deputies, smile, you are being videotaped. And then if you open up the letter, it just talks about the previous letter to you as my elected sheriff has obviously been ignored because you and your deputies are here at my door. Regarding my property and this illegal foreclosure attempt and seizure attempt by your department has been documented, and you have received all of the information regarding my case. If you and your deputies continue with your threats to arrest me and all who are on my property at or about 9 a.m. on the 12th day of May, 2009, as reported to me by my neighbors, action could be taken against you, and enforcement in this matter could land you up in jail. And it's a letter basically just telling the sheriff, I will not surrender my property to you. I will not surrender to your threats, intimidation, and fear tactics. I will not allow a fraud to be perpetrated against my person. The world is watching. The free people of the United States of America will no longer accept the pathetic excuse for those like you and your deputies, who we have elected to abide by our Constitution and with your oath of office, and then claiming I'm only doing my job. And we made a little reference to a fellow from Germany in there and said that, you know, you could only expect something like this if you happen to be in Germany under the control of one Adolf Hitler. Other than that, we don't know what's going to happen. Dawn is there and her daughter is there. The children are out of the facility. And and that's that.
Okay, now you called the sheriff of that county in Hills that Hillsborough is in. What was the result of that?
No result, no response. I left a message with his secretary, a lady named Tanya, and it was a recorded message, and I just basically left him a message saying, you know, what are you doing with Dawn Welch? You have all the documentation showing that she owes no money on her home. You have documentation showing that the bank and the courts have refused to respond to different challenges that she's made constitutionally, and yet you, having taken that same oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, just seem to be trudging forward, following the orders of an out-of-control judge. And I left him my phone number and asked him to return my call, and he still hasn't. It's interesting, Joyce, because Amber has two children, and she said both of my grandchildren or both my children wanted to be in the home today when this happened, and I said no. I said you have signed a marriage contract, and I said, and if the authorities come in, they may take your children, saying that you're endangering them, because remember the state owns your children too with that marriage contract. And so she moved the kids to a safer place.
Oh, that is excellent advice. Excellent.
Yeah, we're living in the land of the free, Joyce, the home of the brave, where our government is totally out of control. Absolutely, totally out of control.
All right. Well, we're going to have you on standby, and should we need to go to you, we will get you back immediately.
I'll be sitting right here listening to you. When you're ready, just say, hey, Jim, and I'll pick up the phone.
Okay. And also, we're going to have Dawn on standby, too, because she wants to be on the phone with you and with us so that we can record all of this as it goes down. We don't know what's going to take place. We're just preparing for this incident. And hopefully there'll be a number of cameras there that can record it also visually. Jim, thank you so much for what you do. And I salute you for what you're doing. Nobody's trying to pull anything sleazy here, ladies and gentlemen. Dawn Welch, bless her heart, is standing up for the right thing. She is standing for all of us. Jim Percy, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley, and I thank you for joining us today. There's a lot going on in the world, a lot of ugliness, unfortunately, that we don't like to have to look at, but we stand. And you know, there are two types of people, really. There are those who, at least that listen to the Power Hour, and I think there are those who believe in what they're doing and will stand regardless. Then there are those who believe in what they're doing until they have to stand. And it separates literally the men from the boys. And I am so sorry to see that Dawn Welch is going to have to be this person who at 54 years of age, she and her daughter are standing there to defend their home. Defending a home that is illegally being taken from them, given the fact that there is no equity interest in the mortgage company that is attempting to take it or has asked the judge to take it. So, all I can say is I thank Jim Guest for being available last night, for Louise, for them caring enough to get these documents, and hopefully making some phone calls. Now, remember, this is exactly what Representative Marcy Kaptur said. If there's no equity interest in the home and these mortgages have been sold over and over again, there's no way they can then take the property. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. So I just ask you to be patient with us as things change here today, because our goal is to try and bring you the news as it happens.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Power Hour. I'd just like to ask each and every one of you, how would you feel if you were in this situation? You've been standing, you've been doing the right thing, you've stood up to the judge, you've stood up to everybody, and you said, no, you have no right to do this. And now she's looking at a Humvee, an ambulance, many other vehicles there, and imagining what's going to take place. Let me go back to you, Jim. Jim, talk to us about what you feel about this situation.
Well, it's sad. This is sad.
Listen, the vehicles are moving.
The vehicles are moving. They're coming toward her house.
They're coming. They're all moving.
Okay, the vehicles are coming toward her house. I've asked Dawn to stay on the line as long as she can, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be, unfortunately, an event which I wish was not going to take place on the air, but we have no choice.
Get the camera ready, guys.
We have got to support her in this. This is truly.
Here they come. They're pulling in the driveway.
An eviction.
They're in my driveway.
Okay. Everybody, remember, to pray for Dawn right now.
I'm not opening the door. I'm standing here by the door. I need to know what to do. I'm not opening the door.
Jim?
Yeah, do not open the door. Do not open the door.
I'm not going to open the door. They're in the
driveway.
You've
got your letter. You've got your letter hanging there on the door. Do not open the door.
Back away from the door, though.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just hope that you're in prayer for her. Imagine if this were you. Imagine if this were you, your child, your
They're
parents.
All here. Sheriff came up to the door. He's walking away. He's talking to my family across the way. They're talking to them. They're talking to my neighbors and with my kids over there. And it's being recorded. BOP is recording everything. Here they come. They're coming up to the door. They got some paperwork in their hand.
Okay.
They got some what?
Paperwork
in his hand.
Okay.
Man, thank you, God, that we're able to be on the air at this time. Sheriff is in plain clothes?
Yeah. He's knocking now.
All right.
I'm standing at the door.
Get away from the door. Move away from the door, girl.
They're knocking.
Okay. We're just going to wait to see what happens. Jim, any comment?
Yeah, this is a sad day. This is everybody who's listening to this, remember, this is happening in the United States of America. And this is not in a foreign third world fascist country. This is in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
And we're giving away trillions of dollars to bankers to bail them out who created these situations for these people. And yet, we cannot help those individuals that are doing the right thing. That just, it astounds me.
They look like they're reading some papers. They're reading some paperwork. The letter that I put on the door last night. They're reading it. The sheriff is walking away. The plainclothesman is stuffing it back in the envelope. He is kind of just looking at the house. Two other sheriffs are on my property. They're looking over the house now. They're just kind of gazing around.
Okay, what did the letter say that you put on the door?
That Jim read to you this morning about that we put on the door that said "Smile, you're on national TV, national broadcast and TV." And they can see me standing here in the window because of the way my blinds are. He's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the back door now. He's at my back door.
You're not going to answer either door.
I'm not answering the door.
No.
He's at my back door. They know we're here, and they know we're inside.
Certainly. I'm sure they're listening to the program also, so they know everything that's going
Sheriff's
on.
Sheriff's Department. He's hollering, Sheriff's Department.
You would expect this only in a country. This is just sad. Hitler would be so proud if he was alive today of what's happened to America. I mean, he would have been celebrating, saying, look what we did to America.
Let me see if we can bypass this break. John, is there any way we can bypass this break and go straight through? Okay, let's tell him we need to bypass this break. We've got to stay on the line to see what's going on here. All right.
All right, he's still at my back door.
Okay.
He's at my back door.
You've got a letter back there, too.
He's saying, Miss Welch, please open the door for me.
Say what?
He's saying, Miss Welch, please open the door for me.
No.
Okay, now, are we on the air, John? Okay, we're on the air. Okay, thank you. I really appreciate being able to bypass this break, and I apologize to anybody that's inconvenienced, but I think really everything has led up to this, and we really need to take the stand with what's happening there.
He's still at my back door knocking, and I'm 2 feet away.
Do you see anything like equipment that they would break the door down with?
Not yet. I'm having a hard time seeing through my back window to see what they've got. I got my friend video recording from the backyard on my neighbor's property. The sheriff at my back door. He's still standing at my back door. He's on his walkie-talkie. I can't hear what they're saying.
You know, the one thing that we want is the protection and the safety
He's knocking on my back door, and I think my front door in now. Let me see. Is somebody, was that a knock on the front door? No? Okay. I want to thank everybody that is supporting me. I love you all.
Well,
and I thank you all that listen to the Power Hour. We've got Miss Welch. You need to answer the door now.
You've been so strong. You have been so strong through all of this. And, you know, what we're doing is just trying to stand up for individual rights. That's all we're trying to do, ladies and gentlemen. Dawn is not hurting anyone. She is not creating problems for anyone. She is simply saying, wait a minute, you cannot take this property because there is no interest by that mortgage company in my home. I have a document that says this house is paid in full.
They're both knocking at the front door and the back door. Or a window or something. Are they? I gotta see if they're surrounding the house. Hold on a minute. They're still recording on the back for us with the sheriff. He's still at the back door. There's a bunch of cars. There's cops all around the front of my property, all standing and waiting, I guess, for their next orders. They do have a thing to try to catch animals, and we've got cats. They've got a pole, Amber. They're going to try to catch the animals. We've got five cats, and we were going to keep them in the house, but we were concerned that they would come in the house and get them out, so we opened the pet door so that they could go out. But I just saw one of the officers with a cat pole or some sort of pole. All right, he's off my back porch. I don't know where he went. Let me...
Maybe he's going to be like Santa Claus and come down through the chimney.
Well, they can try, I guess.
I mean, this is terrible what's happening. This is absolutely unbelievable.
I've got local police here. The local police are here also. I don't see any battering rams or anything, just a pole to catch any of the animals, I guess. Maybe my cats. We've got all of our dogs off the property. He's still standing at my door waiting for me to unlock it or open it, and I'm not going to. They are still standing there. Two sheriffs are right at my front door, and looks like three local Hillsborough are standing in my yard under a big tree. This is still being filmed. I can see up and Todd. My grandkids are watching all of this. They're right. I mean, my grandkids are maybe 30 feet from all of this in my neighbor's yard.
Now, you've never made any kind of threats to the police? You've never made any kind
of... That letter that let them know that I would prosecute if they tried to take me out.
Mm-hmm. But you have never said that you are going to do anything illegal or...
No. I'm a very nonviolent, peaceful woman. There's six cops out here right now, two sheriffs, and four local Hillsborough.
Okay, if you're just turning in, listeners, it's now been about 10 minutes that they have been on her property, attempting to get her to open the door.
I got no trespass signs. I got no trespass signs on the tree they're standing next to. I got it on my door. I got it down my side yard, and it looks like they're just going to stand here and wait for me and wait me out. I don't know. They're talking. These two sheriffs are talking to each other, and it is still being recorded. Everything is still being recorded. I can see them over in my neighbor's yard recording it.
The letter that Dawn gave to the sheriff the last time they were at her house, that as my sheriff and having taken your oath of office, I am hereby putting you on final notice. I have challenged the jurisdiction of...
An unclosed officer, ununiformed officer is now speaking with the two sheriffs. He kind of walked up on them.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
In this letter... Dawn wrote, I've challenged the jurisdiction of the court where Wachovia is attempting to be granted judicial resolve in this matter regarding my mortgage and my challenge of their lending practices on my property.
The window. They're knocking on my front door again.
Just let them knock.
He can see me in here. because I have these slatted windows and they don't close all the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're knocking at the front door again. See if I can hear him say anything to me.
I don't know how many people can imagine being in this situation right now, what you would do or how you would handle it. But
he's still knocking.
The strength of Don is just incredible, and I just pray that our Heavenly Father...
Miss Welch, open the door.
Say what?
He said, Miss Welch, open the door. Miss Welch, open the door.
We're 10 minutes into this situation of which law enforcement have come to her property. Ladies and gentlemen, they have a Humvee, an ambulance, and a number of vehicles that are outside the door wanting her to open the door. Now, what they said they were going to do was they were going to arrest everybody on the property today, and then they were going to take all of your belongings and put them into storage. Is that correct, Don?
Yes. Guys, they're coming to the back door again. Have that camera ready.
I can only imagine what this must be like. Now, you've got family members in there with you, Don. Is that correct?
My daughter and her best friend are here.
Well, you know, one encouraging thing is they know that you're nonviolent, and they know that you don't mean ill toward them from the standpoint of harm, because obviously they wouldn't be coming in, you know, with without vest and, you know,
right.
Protection. So they know that you're there by yourself, and you're not going to try and do anything stupid.
He's back here walking around the property. Looking at, pass the paper over. They've got pepper spray in their hand. It is a big white can with a blue handle, no, black handle. Yeah, it looks like they got some sort of pepper spray. The sheriff's got a pepper spray in his hand.
And you've got how many people in the house with you, Don?
There's three of us. Me, my daughter, and her best friend, Leanna.
Okay.
He's coming to the back door again. He's walking down the steps. He's got pepper spray in his hand or a bottle of something. I don't know. It's got a pull pin on it. He's also got a camera on his back pocket.
Jim, you know, I cannot imagine. This is happening in homes all across the country, and we don't hear their stories. But finally, we've got one on the air. Where we're able to hear what it's like when somebody says, you know, there have been 85-year-old people that said, no, I won't back down. I will not let you have my house. The farmers, the ranchers that have been through this. Think how many hundreds of people, thousands of people have been through this.
Think about how many people, Joyce, have committed suicide. Think about how many people have absolutely committed suicide because of this fear-mongering thieves called a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable, and you won't see this on your corporate media. You will never hear about this on your corporate media, but you will hear it on the Power Hour, and this is just unbelievable.
It is chilling. It is absolutely chilling to know that she is there in this state, going through this, experiencing this, and here we are on the air having to be voyeurs listening to this. I wish that this wasn't happening to her. I wish it wasn't happening to hundreds of people around the country. How many people today have a sheriff on their property?
I think of the millions of men and women that died fighting for freedom in this country. And then I look at what's happening in this country today, and my heart aches for all of those people who made the ultimate sacrifice. They gave their life for this country. And this country has now become just like a fascist country in a foreign world.
And to think that all those names on that black wall in Washington, D.C. thought they were doing the right thing, gave their lives, and now many of them are being evicted also. Many of the veterans themselves are going through this very same experience that Don is going through. It's just too chilling. It is too scary, too frightening to think. This could be anybody for any reason.
And it's sad that these sheriffs and these law enforcement officers don't have the guts to stand up and say, hold on a second, I took a constitutional oath of office. I swore to abide by the Constitution, and I swore to uphold and defend the Constitution. And now I'm part of a Gestapo team that is threatening someone, intimidating someone, scaring someone into surrendering their property to a group of foreign international bankers. When is America going to wake up and realize that this country has been invaded? It's been invaded by this foreign international bankers. Why is this happening in Australia, in England, in France, in Germany, and all these other countries? Why is it that all of their names are denoted in capital letters? Why is it that all of them have signed contracts with their government, and it supersedes any of their rights that are prescribed or defined or guaranteed by their constitution or the law of their land? This is not just something that's happening in America, folks. This is happening all the way across the world. These people are out of control. And there's just a few families that are trying to take total control of this whole world. They want us to have their permission to do anything. And they're going to steal our property. They're going to trample our rights unless we stand up and we do something. And Don Welsh, you are unbelievable. And you're standing up and you're doing it. And you are not alone.
Well, once again, I thank God for you and the Power Hour and Jerry and all the others that have supported me in this. They're still here on my property. They are still here. They're in my backyard. I am concerned about my cats because I saw the cat pole, but I haven't seen them get one yet, so I don't know. They're just standing around. They are just standing around. I guess they're going to try and wait me out. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. They're discussing it.
Well, we watched Ruby Ridge on TV, and we watched Waco on TV, and that, I believe, was just a conditioning process to get the American people to accept that that we can use it, that the United States government can use the army against its own citizens. And that's what you're confronted with right there. You're confronted with an army of sheriffs and sheriff deputies and police officers, probably even veterans who have taken an oath. And they're only doing, we're only doing what we have to do. We're only doing our job. I mean, that is, it's just crazy what's happening. It's insane what's happening. Our founding fathers were right when they said, when people fear government, there is tyranny. When government fears the people, there is freedom. And folks, if you're listening to this, we got to start scaring the hell out of our government. And the only way I believe we can do it is to run the money changers from the temple, expose the fraudulent banking system that's going on in this country, make our elected officials tell us that, yes, you have signed all of these contracts, and contracts supersede your constitutional rights. And, folks, you can declare your sovereignty, and you can rid yourself of all of these contracts with a simple stroke of a pen. Imagine if a couple million people started writing their elected representatives.
Right. Okay, we're going to have to go for a break. We're going to have to go for this break. We'll be back as soon as we can, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Don Welch, you stay there, stay strong, girl. And Jim Percy on the line with us. We'll be right back. Got a break we have to go to. Stay tuned. We're back live on the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Don Welch is at her home. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's going on? Don is being evicted as we speak by the police, or they're attempting to come in to her home. What's happening, Don?
Right now I've got that sheriff and it looks like a local Hillsborough standing in my backyard. They're still talking, and I've got all these other guys that are in my front yard, and I think there's a count now of six. Let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 5 in the front and 2 in the back. So I got 7 all around. Their cars are parking from the fairgrounds. Their cars are directly parking into my property. And then I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 cops, in 2 in my driveway and 2 in the street right outside my driveway.
You know, Jim, a lot of people that are listening to this might just think, well, she lost her house, she needs to give it back, and she is in the wrong. I don't think people understand the background of what you were talking about. Many of them listening to this program for the first time don't understand that there is something a whole lot more sinister to this financial system and the manner in which the people are being taken advantage of. You want to just quickly just kind of bring us up to date with why the loan has been paid off and why she doesn't owe on this loan?
I do not see the cops back.
I'm sorry?
The cops have left from the back. I don't know where they've gone.
I'll tell you, I have a lot of admiration for your daughter and her friend being there. That's pretty gutsy.
Yep.
They're really real people.
I got one getting in the car over here.
And, you know, it's interesting, Joyce, because the 15-year-old grandson wanted to be there, too. And I told Amber, I said, do not have those children in the house because you have a marriage contract with government, and they will take your children, and they will put them into what they call safe custody. This is what the government can do today, people, because you sign these contracts with government. You can rescind your signature from your marriage contract so easy because it was presented to you fraudulently. But think about this. They can't even have the children in the house because if they come in, they will take the children away from them because the children, as far as the government is concerned, belongs to the state, people. Wake up, America. You've got to understand what's going on.
There is a nexus with the government through the various contracts that have been signed. And when you get information coming to you in all capital letters, that's because you have become a part of this nexus. Whether you wanted to or not, it has put you into that system. Jim, explain why her debt is paid off. Would you please?
Explain. Well, there's two reasons, Joyce. One, because when Dawn originally took out her loan, she took it out with Bank A, and then Bank A sold the loan to Bank B, and Bank B never put themselves as a legal lien holder on title to her property. And so when Dawn called to check on the status of her loan with Bank A, Bank A sent her a letter and said, your home is paid off. You don't owe any money on your home. And there was no other bank listed on title to her property. And so what happened was Wachovia realized that they were not in a legal lien holder's position. And on September the 29th, 2008, they put themselves as legal lien holder on title to the property. And then 25 days later, served Dawn with a foreclosure notice.
Now, Ken, go ahead.
One way it happens. The other way it happens, Joyce, is because in 1933, the United States of America declared bankruptcy. And because the United States of America is bankrupt and has no money, there was an account set up for each of us so that commerce could continue and we could exist and survive in a country that was broke. The Federal Reserve Bank introduced this currency that we're currently using, which is nothing more than a debt. What most people don't know, Joyce, is that when you sign a promissory note with any Federal Reserve Bank or any bank that's affiliated with the Federal Reserve, you are authorizing them to create the money out of thin air. Maybe they create the money and discharge the debt for the home that you're buying, but they print up to 10 or 12 times that amount for themselves.
Let me quickly go to Dawn. Dawn, what's happening? Tell us what's happening.
Well, they're all still standing around, Joyce. One's leaning on a car. That's the sheriff that came to the door. He's leaning on the first car in my driveway. I've got three standing under my tree. I saw one just get in his vehicle in my driveway. I've got two or three cars on the okay, they were asking everybody that's supporting me, of my family and friends, including my 15-year-old grandson, what his name is. Did anybody give their name? Did they refuse? She's not sure if anybody gave their name, but my grandson refused to. He is 15 years old.
Okay, where is the Humvee and where is the ambulance?
The Humvee is still, I think, over. The ambulance is still over at the fairgrounds. Let me go look. up here. Yep, ambulance. It looks like a school bus, a white bus, a little closer to my property. I live right next door to a food bank, so it could be for them. It looks like a pickup truck with a trailer way across the way, another pickup truck, an SUV, and I do not see that Humvee now.
Okay.
I don't know where to see that.
Okay, we got to go to this break. We'll be back just as soon as we can, ladies and gentlemen, and I do appreciate Genesis and Ted Anderson's support in this and being able to cut some of these breaks short. So we want to be there for her, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for the break, and keep your prayers for Dawn Welch and her family. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just now coming back from a break, and I want to update you what's going on. Now, I know a lot of you have been calling into the office saying, why don't you get the news crews over there? Why don't we get the governor on the line or the sheriff? What we're doing right now is we are attempting to get a hold of the sheriff. Josh is calling the sheriff to see if we can get him on the line to talk us through this and walk us through this and perhaps have him hear what Jim has to say as to the reason why she is making the stand that she's making. Now, I can't imagine anything more appropriate than doing that. So if we can get the sheriff to call Genesis on the number that we're giving him, the back line, so that he can get in there, then we will go ahead and have his, hopefully, dialogue with Jim Percy. And Jim has been very upfront in contacting the sheriff's office and telling them what the reason is that she's making the stand. Now, Marcy Kaptur is the one that says if there's no person on there with equity interest. Now, let me just ask you, Jim, does that change the story of the fact that they added Wachovia on the 25th of September to her lien?
No, it does not, because Dawn has challenged the jurisdiction of the court. And Dawn has said in letters to the sheriff and to the courts that the courts attempting to rule in this case are ignoring the fact that the only jurisdiction the courts have regarding this matter are if all parties have voluntarily consented to the law of contracts. And Dawn Welch has not voluntarily consented to the law of contracts. And Dawn Welch is not a fictitious corporate entity. Dawn Welch is a sovereign. And the sheriff has all these letters with this information. The courts have all these letters with this information. And last Friday when we had Fred Kelly Grant on the program, Fred Kelly Grant said, these judges are out of control. And by the way, I'm going to remind everybody that Fred has offered his services to prosecute all of these people who are infringing, encroaching, and trampling
mm-hmm.
individual rights and freedoms like they are with Dawn Welch.
Well, I wish we could get Fred Kelly Grant on the line right now and get him to address this subject with us. If Marie's listening on the phone, maybe she can call Fred Kelly Grant and see if we can get his feedback here. Right now, we have attempted to call the sheriff's office. Josh called the sheriff's office and told them that we want the sheriff to call in to the Power Hour, that we would like to have this conversation. You know, that's all we can do with the sheriff's office. Unless you want to give out the sheriff's number, ladies and gentlemen, or unless you want to call the sheriff's office and beg them, don't be nasty, don't be angry. Beg them to come on the line to talk with Jim Percy over why we feel this woman has a right to be in that house. That's all we want. That is all we want. So, Jim, why don't you give out the sheriff's number and ask some of the listeners to please call and ask them. All we want is the sheriff to come on the line and listen to what we have to say. Okay, Jim, do you want to give that number out?
Absolutely. His name is Glenn Boyer, Sheriff Glenn Boyer, and his phone number is 636-797-5028. That number again slowly is 636-797-5028. His secretary's name is Tanya. Be very nice. Be very courteous and just ask this sheriff to call the Power Hour. Call the Power Hour right now at the 800-259-9231. and call in and speak to us. I've left him messages yesterday. I know several people have left him messages. He has not responded to my message. His name is Sheriff Glenn Boyer, and his phone number, again, is 636-797-5028.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Mack has been on the program many times. Our purpose is simply in saying the sheriff has the right, the duty, the responsibility to do the right thing here, constitutionally, to do the right thing. And we are showing, and we want to just, all we want is a chance to show her side of this story, of which she was given her day in court, but the judge ruled, obviously, that they weren't going to listen to what she had to say. So, again, if you would call Sheriff Boyer, we mean him well. We have an open hand. We want him to know that we just simply want to talk with him on the air, find out his position as to why he believes that he is able to come into this home and take these people away. That's what we want to know. And again, if you would have him call, have Sheriff Glenn Boyer call 800-259-9231. We just want to get him on the air to make a statement. Now, it would seem to me that they would be willing to do this if this would stop any kind of, well, whatever going on at that house. If they could intercede just by making a phone call, you would think that they would do that. Now, I'm kind of surprised, Jim, that they have not tried to call Dawn on her phone. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I think it's interesting that they went to the neighbors and left a message. They didn't leave any notices on her door. They didn't call her. They didn't attempt to have any letters delivered. I think the whole thing is odd.
It is. It really is. Now, I'm going to ask John, is there any way, John, is there any open channel or open programming after 10 a.m. Central, John, that we could go into, that people could change to, or any way that they could hear this, at least on the Internet, so that we could continue this discussion? John, is there anything that we can possibly, maybe John, I'll let John check on that and see if there's any way that we can keep this line open through the top of the hour, because we want to be there to support her. I'm just limited myself, ladies and gentlemen, in the hours of my programming, because I have to be respectful for the other programmers when they come on the air. I have no way to delay this change of the program, but we do need to be on the air with her. So now the calls are being made to the sheriff's department to say, please, just listen to what Jim Percy has to say. That's all we're doing. We're not trying to create problems. Please just listen to what Jim Percy has to say. Now, that's the concern I have, is that they don't want to address those issues. So anybody who can call the local news paper and the television station in that area, tell them that this is on the national television and that we want to on national radio, and that we want them to intercede. Now, we're wanting to, let's see here, I got a note here that says that there's a pastor that's wanting you to give her location again so he can go there to support her. Okay, the location is, Dawn, give your address again, please.
It is number 3, and then it's 3 words, Ed, E-D, Mar, M-A-R, Terrace, Hillsboro, Missouri, 63050. I live right next to the Civic Center. Hillsboro Horse Show Fairgrounds.
Okay, right next to the Hillsboro Fairgrounds. All you have to do is go there and look for the police cars. Go to the Hillsboro Fairgrounds and see the police cars that are located there. And again, all I can say is that we support you, Dawn. We're there for you. We know you're doing the right thing, and we know that you are strong in this. And it has taken an awful lot. How long have you been fighting this issue, Dawn?
Let's see. I got in touch with, in June or July of 08 with Jim, because what had happened, my daughter was foreclosed on, and they moved in with me in February. So we literally have 2 housefuls of furniture in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard about Jim on the Power Hour in March of that year, so it was a month too late for me to save her. But then because of me trying to help them throughout those earlier months at Christmas time, they, couldn't pay their payment, couldn't put food. Her husband's a carpenter, so he didn't get a lot of work, and so I put food on their table and didn't pay my house bill. And then discovered this with Jim and started making all of the appropriate paperwork and paper trail to, I guess, now to come to this point.
Well, we are now 45 minutes into this event, ladies and gentlemen, in which the police have pretty much surrounded the home. They've been to the front door, the back door, yelling at her to come to the door. She is not doing that. She's not opening the door. There is a Humvee, an ambulance, and several police cars that are near the area. And she's in Hillsboro, Missouri. And what we're listening to is the sheriff's department attempting to try and evict her and take her. And my concern is that they're going to try and wait us out and wait her out and then go ahead and do their action. All we want is a chance to ask the sheriff, how can they do this, given the fact that there is a statement that says that the loan has been paid in full? Now, I tell you, you know, it's hard not to get angered at the idea that there's trillions of dollars of money being given away to the big bankers to bail them out. But no money for poor families, though, that cannot pay their mortgage. And I just am absolutely astounded that they would go to these lengths to do this to people such as this. And it's happening to thousands of people all over the country. You know, I heard yesterday, Josh, if you were to count to a trillion, you're by yourself were to count to a trillion, do you know how long it would take you?
They are taking pictures of my property right now. The sheriff is taking pictures. He's walking down the driveway down the back side of my house with his camera. I'm going to try and follow and see what he does. But,
I need the address for the TV.
What, honey?
Three.
Okay, my daughter is on the phone with our local Channel 5.
Okay.
I think there are several other people. KSDK, Channel 5. That's an NBC network.
Okay.
He's taken bad pictures of my property. He's taken pictures of my property. He's still carrying that mace in his hand, and he's using his camera to take pictures of my property.
Okay. But your Amber is on the phone with the local news media, right?
Yeah. She is. They're in my pocket, honey. Yeah, she's on Channel 5. She's on the radio.
Okay. Let's have Amber come over here and tell us. I would like to talk to the radio. I'd like to talk to the TV station if I could. Is there any way you can put this folk close enough to where I can talk with them?
Hold on. You want to try and put them close enough to talk with Joyce? She's going to put her on speaker, and we'll try this, okay?
Okay, let's try not to get too much background feed with that
okay.
Two speakers.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're on hold right now.
You're on hold. What did they tell you, Amber?
Amber, what did they tell you?
She put me on hold after she took the information, and she said, well, something doesn't make sense. She's not understanding. It's hard for people to understand why Wachovia is coming after this home and why these sheriffs are here if they have no stake in the property, and it's even harder to try to explain it to her.
Okay. Okay, when she comes back from being on hold, what I'd like for you to do is let us know so that I can put Jim on the line and let Jim explain this to her.
Okay. I have it on speaker now, so as soon as she comes back, I can do that.
Okay, and that we're trying to get the sheriff to call us so that we can also talk through this. All we're trying to do is to do this in the most harmless way possible, ladies and gentlemen. We want to save the situation for the sheriff there, and we want to save the situation for Amber and her family. You know, just a minute ago, I know this sounds trivial right now, but if you were to count to a trillion.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, that would be great. And also, I have you on speakerphone now because I have Jim Percy, who has been handling this whole thing. Yeah, he's an author, and
he's on the Power Hour, which is a nationally broadcast radio show.
Right, and I have them on that he wanted to speak with you because he could better explain it.
Okay, who are we talking to there on Channel 5? Who are we talking to?
I'm on the news desk.
Okay.
Jennifer from the news desk.
Okay. Jennifer from the news desk. Let me put you, we are a national radio talk show, the Power Hour. We're on the air. We've been covering this whole thing because we understand the situation has serious merit. Jim Percy, go ahead and speak to Jennifer at the news desk.
Yeah, Jennifer, Wachovia Bank has taken action against Dawn to repossess her home and her property. Dawn has evidence that her home is paid for. Dawn has evidence that that when Wachovia tried to adjudicate this in the courts, that Dawn objected to the jurisdiction of the court. The court never overcame her challenge of jurisdiction, and this woman is now being exposed to sheriffs who are trying to vacate the property and arrest anyone on the property. Don Walsh has constitutional issues that need to be addressed, and I think it would be wise for Channel 5 to get over there with your camera and with your crew and report this to the rest of the people that live in that area. This is America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, and here we have a lady who is defending her property and has got six or seven law enforcement officers on her property right now, threatening to arrest and vacate the property. That's in it in a nutshell. The sheriff has been advised. He knows all of this information that I just shared with you. The courts know all of this information I just shared with you, and they're all ignoring it.
Okay, Jennifer, were you able to hear that? Okay, thank you very much, Jennifer. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh. You know, I appreciate the fact that the TV station, regardless of which side of this they're going to take, at least they're going to be there. And we need to have as much media, you're right, as possible. And this is very encouraging that I hope that they're going to send somebody out there and they can get somebody mobilized in no time at all. The concern is we're going to be off the air. Now, where do we go from here, and how are we going to follow this story? I don't know.
The woman outside that's monitoring this said, get ready. I don't know what that means. I was just told to get ready. I guess they're going to come breaking down the door.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not. Let's hope we can get that television crew there immediately. Maybe that's the reason they're going to go ahead and move is because the television crew is coming. I don't know. Jim, your comment?
I don't have any comment right now.
I mean,
I live an hour outside of St. Louis.
Oh, that was Channel 5 in St. Louis?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's not the answer. All right.
They may have people out on the highway, out on the road.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to take as little break as possible. We'll be right back after this message. Okay, welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. What we're doing right now is we're 55 minutes into the event here in which the police have surrounded her home. Law enforcement is there. They have a Humvee. They have an ambulance. She is inside the home with her daughter and her daughter's best friend. What they're trying to do is just simply talk with them and tell them why they're doing what they're doing. We've got no response from the sheriff's department. We have a news van that will be coming over there. We don't know if they're in St. Louis or where they are, but hopefully we'll be able to go there. Now, Josh told her to go into the bathroom. If they start to throw tear gas into the facility, into the home, to go into the bathroom, get paper towels, put them under the door, and paper towels, wet paper towels over their eyes. Yeah, wet paper towels. Wet towels or paper towels, whatever, in their eyes and underneath the door. Now, if there's anybody that can give us any direction as to what to do, John, is there any way that we can go into a fourth hour somewhere on the Genesis Network, or is everything booked? Is it possible that we can go to that other board? It will not be live. Okay, worst case, let's go ahead and do that then, because we're coming up to the top of the hour. So why don't we go to that board, and if worst case is we're going to have to record it, and at least we'll have it recorded for posterity, and we'll go ahead and get Jim called back, call back Dawn, and then we will go to that dead board. I mean, go to that other board right now at Genesis, if you don't mind, if we can do that. Is that a possibility, Jim, John? Well, we'll do it right at the top of the hour as we switch over as fast as we can, because I want to be able to keep this on the air as long as possible. So let's just be prepared. And, Jim, at the top of the hour, you hang up. I'll hang up. Well, no, I can keep on the ISDN, I think, here. So I'll stay on. Whatever we need to do, John, tell us so that we can keep this going, because I know everybody is really concerned and wants to be there for her in support. So, John, tell us what we need to do. Okay, Jim and Dawn, call back at the extension that I gave you earlier. Both of you guys, call back. He'll get you plugged into the other board so at least we can be recording this.
I'll do that.
All right, so we'll wait till the top of the hour, though. Let's wait till the top of the hour until we go out here. And then we'll hang up, and then we'll go back on. And it won't be live, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize. But perhaps on Butch Paul tonight, he would be willing to let us come on and give an update on this situation, and any other talk show host on Genesis that would allow us to give. Maybe Alex will let us come on and tell the update on this. I would appreciate that a lot so that we can let people know what's happening with Dawn so they don't have to wait until tomorrow. This is really serious, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, she is making a serious stand because she believes with all of her heart that she is in the right on this, and that's all we want is for the truth to be known. Dawn, what's happening there now?
All right. I had three of them walk across the front of my property over to the fairgrounds. They're all kind of in discussion around the vehicle. I still have four in my towards down further at the end of the driveway. They are also conversing. No one is within, and I'm not good with footage, but I would say no one is within 50 feet of my home, although they still are on my property.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I guess you know what this means. You know our motto is we will not stop, and you know that we mean that more than ever. We will not stop, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to a break in the programming. Then we're going to call everybody back, get them on the board so we can record this and you can hear it later. So I don't know what to say, ladies and gentlemen. The prayers need to be with them. May God's will be done. We'll see you tomorrow.